Hi everyone, welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, efficiency through technology, scalability through people. My name is Frank DiCarlo, and of course with me is Henrik DeGuerre. Morning, Henrik. It is morning where we are. Henrik and I are going to be speaking today a little bit on the wrangling of multiple repositories. What do we do when we're about to embark on a dam? And we need to start collecting all the different assets from all the different entities and all the different people that are going to be touching our digital asset management system. So we'll just get right to it, a little brainstorm a little bit, Henrik. Where do we start?
Well, we do this regularly at mydamservices.com. So if you need to wrangle multiple repositories before you get into your DAM system, so this is a pre-DAM step, basically, right? And you can repeat this as many times as necessary for all new repositories that you're going to be adding into your DAM. But basically, the question is, how do you wrangle, right? How do you wrangle all those assets? How do you wrangle multiple repositories? And I think the first step is you ask, right? you get all the parties involved. And who do you think the parties are going to be involved in this?
Yeah, you're sitting down. I guess it's the first meeting, and let's call her Mary, right? Mary's in charge of the one that's going to be wrangling everything. I think it's starting to brainstorm where all these different entities may be. You know, all the different freelancers, agencies, departments. Whether that be legal, whether that be marketing, creative partners, freelancers, right? And it could, depending on the size of your company or how far that extends, how many different entities there may be. So starting with contacting those people, right?
Exactly.
You're going to be receiving possibly flash drives, you know, we're talking about years ago, or CDs, but who knows what's going on with Dropbox, Google Drive, and how long that might take. We've seen not just a couple of weeks, we've seen months where it might take some a company to start to actually receive everything that they're looking for. Not everybody's organized enough to all of a sudden start downloading and getting that over to you. So there's quite a bit of organization from the onset. And I think it's smart, and we've seen companies that the sooner they act on it, the better.
Yep. And it's really about juggling a lot of people's memories of prior projects and things where they put it on a share drive that has been touched for however long, or computers that aren't used as often as necessary, or I have this stuff on my hard drive from X years ago, that kind of stuff. Or phones or other recording devices, right? And that they're just sitting there collecting dust somewhere, or on their memory chips or tapes. You know, they still have these things somewhere. And every form of physical media storage that you can think of that is probably in some digital form, you would hope, as much as possible. But sometimes it's not, right? And sometimes it's a matter of, you know, converting if it's really valuable, right? If it has value to the company going forward or for archival value, that you may need to convert from, you know, those Quark files to Photoshop or, you know, whatever those files happen to be. So there's a lot of different.
I've heard Quark in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just one.
Design? Yeah.
Flash. Yeah. All those fun files that are formats that of yesteryear, right? That is like, may still have value to the company in question, but it's a matter of, you know, potentially converting it to something else that's a little bit more usable today. You know, and you know, so you don't have to pull out the tape recorder to play that tape again, and get that audio off of there and actually convert it into some digital format that's going to be usable and transferable and, you know, manipulable in some form, so you can edit it into something usable in the later future.
Yeah.
But well before that, you know, you have to collect it all. So I think it's a matter of accounting for all of those things and where those happen to be, right?
Yeah. Well, you're bringing up the next point, which is figuring out what formats that you're going to want everything in. Deduplication, which I think would be its own maybe discussion between you and I, what that idea of, okay, what formats do we want these in? Getting through which ones are the highest res, but that's another conversation.
So it's really collecting all those repositories, consolidating them, figuring out where they came from and where they're actually going to go, right? Seeing, are you going to keep them all? Are you actually going to put all of them in the DAM or not? Are you going to put, are you going to archive some of them? Are some of them duplicates, right? And we'll talk about in the future episode about deduplication, meaning removing duplicates, like exact duplicates, where you probably don't need 10 copies of the exact same thing with 10 different file names. But we'll talk about that in a different step and different episode of My Damn Services. So
I think the other important thing is as you're receiving these different from different entities, you want to have them maybe in separate folders so they're not mixed and matched into one big soup. So that if you're getting something from legal, that's in the legal folder and ongoing. So then you can start to sort it.
Exactly. Yes. So whether it came from Mary versus John versus Frank versus some other department, and so you're not mixing up folders and, oh, well, we had 10 different flash drives and, oh, they may have duplicates or not, you know, so they're not all mixed together, but figuring out where they came from and then consolidating them where it makes sense that, oh, we do need these things. We don't really need those, and prioritizing. Right. What you actually do need. Right. It's like, oh, we really need font files. We need photos. We need videos. We don't really need these old graphics because those are, you know, our old logo or whatever. They're good for archival value. Right. For our 50th anniversary or that kind of thing. But not today. Yeah. And not as the highest priority.
Yeah. You touched upon that earlier as well as, you know, not everything is going to go on a DAM either. We've witnessed many clients that a lot of the legacy or things that people aren't going to be retrieving, they sit on an external hard drive for reasons having to do with storage costs, but it's just, they don't feel it to be necessary to be accessed by everyone in the DAM. So those are the things they need to consider as well.
Exactly. So if you want to consider wrangling your assets, feel free to contact us at mydamservices.com and we'll happily help you with that. Because we've done it many, many times for, over a decade. and for many different organizations, large, medium, and small. But we can help you with that for sure.
Yeah, another one of those tasks that you can outsource and we can supplement our time and help you out and get you back on track with things that are more important.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a good topic.